Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walk like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day,
night.
Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 20. Already. And for those who are at least checking everything out live, like Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, I appreciate it. But for those who are definitely doing that, feel free to join the others and use the number of 646-478-0944 to come in live and direct. Hey, that man in the street, well, that N period, A period, N period, that man is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. I'm looking at the numbers of 216-400-216-203. I appreciate you all, but let me give you three quick disclaimers first before we start everything out. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for all the information that you might receive. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Parsity Music. You can call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, hey, you don't have to hang up. You can just stay silent. You might be at work. You might be checking out the Cavs game, like I wish I was, or anything. But if stay silent, you can't talk, and you go back on hold, you can always change your mind. If you didn't press one the first time, you can press one, or you can always call back. Let me give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, because if I don't do that now, I might not get back to it. So, number 10, Mark, Emax the Image. Number 9, moving up, Black Odyssey. Number 8, moving up, C-Rock, For the Block, Dog Pound, Outlaw, with the Kanye diss. Number 7, debuting HJS Pop-Up, Good for the Hood Events. More on that just a little while. Number 6, the debut of the 4th Annual Garland Park Festival. More on that in a little while. Number 5, which is debuting May 25th, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1 a.m. So it's going from 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 1 a.m. at the Grog Shop at 2785 Euclid Heights Boulevard, 44106. It's the All Women Reggae Rock Against Cancer. And, of course, it will feature, if I'm not mistaken, Sister T, Ms. Ice, Miss BBC, Barbara Barrett, Charmel, Mama Oladeji, DJ Jelly, Jacece, Cancer Awareness. That's a nice thing. Number 4, debuting, of course, the OPN Bar for Bar event that happened last Friday night. Number 3, also, debuting Eric Wilson. His live stuff that went out major. Kudos to him. Number 2, Cavs watch parties and activities all week long, the way they happen throughout our area. They moved up. Number 1, premiering Dr. Umar at the African Museum. More on that in just a little while. Before I get to the first phone call, let me get rid of just a couple of things if I can. I would like to definitely let people know that the Art McCoy radio show is on 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Sunday at WERU 1490 a.m. Kent and Angelica, that's 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Wednesday, also at WERU 1490 a.m. MC Chill Radio, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Wednesday, WERU 1490 a.m. Or for all three of them, www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also probably should let people know that if you want to, you can check out Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I have heard that there will probably be a Palestinian takeover of that program tomorrow. Yeah, you'll have to hear it to believe it. And for those who want to send in anything, you can feel free to send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. And before I go to the first phone caller, let me let people know that, hey, let's get some rid of some of these, can we? All right. You can Facebook the official Hurricane Bang page. You can also Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. And as I look to finish things up, Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., or go to the website of blackonblackcleveland.com. So now the people are probably saying, wow, he does do some things. Let's see what's going on with 216-400. Like I say, it's a live night, so I appreciate you calling in, 216-400. Anything you'd like to say?
Well, yes, I think I would like to wish Miss Danielle Woods a happy birthday.
You want to wish Danielle Woods a happy birthday?
She's a beautiful lady, and I hope that she'll have many, many more. And thank
you. Okay, well. You're welcome. No, I hear the game in the background. Enjoy it. And
thank
no
you.
No problem. You're welcome. So anyway, I want to doubly send that out to Danielle Woods and wish you a blessed birthday and definitely many, many more. Before I go to the 216-203 to see what's on your mind, I guess I should start doing some things because I know y'all. Y'all talk about me and say I don't tell you if anything's happening. And all that kind of stuff. Hold on. Give me just a moment. All right. I want to give a super shout-out, infamous shout-out to Joseph Motley Jr. for definitely reaching out to call me live on while I'm on the radio. So definitely he's probably letting me know that we need to check out the new song that's about to drop this evening. He also probably wanted to let me know to make sure that I don't forget to put out there that this Saturday, 11 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 4:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can look at this event on Facebook. It's called the Harvard Square Center Help Is Here to Stay 4th Annual Event. Now, it's going on East Under 36 at Harvard, GAWRON Park, 44105, hosted by Al Porter Jr. I want to thank Miss Mickey of voiceofradio.com, who definitely made sure that, you know, this happened. I believe that Black House Sounds will have one of the strongest sets. CCR, Greatest Hits Volume 1, will be there for sale, purchase. Also, Mo Hart of the legendary Mo Thug family is performing. Poison Ivy, Network, BWENT, Amaya, A-Town, Free Food and Music. That is going on this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Also, because I didn't put it out there before I go to the next phone call at the 216-203, Demetrios Pagortis, 17-year-old Santa Fe High School Texas shooter. Don't get happy, all of you Trump supporters. That's not a Latino, Caucasian. But behind 10 dead, including apparently two teachers, shotgun, 38 homemade pipe bombs. Prayers, rest in peace and rest in heaven. Definitely keeping prayers out for the dozens wounded. I guess if I follow Kanye's mindset, since he had a shotgun and a handgun, after he shot maybe once or twice or a couple of people, I guess the people, the students, made a choice to get shot because they all didn't rush him at the same time. So they made a choice to let the shooter shoot more. Kind of sounds insane when you put it like that, doesn't it? Nah, that logic of choice is a little bit flawed. But the tragedy in Texas, definitely pray for him. I just wanted to definitely put that one out there. What I'm going to do now is take the time to go to the person who waited so patiently. 216-203, how are you doing?
Hey, Brother Al, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Dee and Sierra Giles.
Hey, Brother Porter.
Hey, people. I'm so thankful that you all called because, you know, you all are really taking me, I'll say, off of part of what I was going to say. But I'm going to, since I never really got a chance to talk to you on this program, I'm going to ask what caused you all to get out there and be active, because some people get active on something, and I'm talking about the Tanasia McCloud tragedy when that child was murdered in front of her brother, Rayvon. And I remember last year I just met you all. Basically speaking, you all were talking about doing a vigil slash protest at the Jane Edna building with Black Lives Matter. I believe Surge was there, Progressive Caucus, and, of course, Black on Black Crime and a few others.
Yeah.
And then after the Anaya Day Garrett tragedy, you reminded myself, because at that time, I believe Donald Walker Brown had come up and said, we need to do a sleepover or something else. And I said, you know, we would, but we'll wait because I already know that there's something coming up next week. You all hit up so fast with that and mindset.
Mm-hmm.
What caused you to be so, I will say, for lack of a better term, tenacious? Because a lot of people would get out there and say something and then disappear.
Right. Well, as you said, Tanasia's passing really did shake us up. It became more of a personal fight for us, not just what we knew was right for the children, but for our own family, because we love two children that were affected by CTS failures. So going forth into this year, it was like we've been working for this last year and a half trying to get, you know, uprising, basically. And then, sadly, with the passing of Anaya Day Garrett, everyone woke up, everyone was fired up, and it was like, okay, we got the support we need, let's go and let's go hard. Let's not give them a chance to forget about us or act as if everything is okay.
I feel you.
So it's like go ahead. Hello?
Yep. I was just sitting here thinking it goes back in my mind frame. And the reason that I said that is because I looked at there was a protest, rally, vigil, all of that And I think it shocked people that Michael Garrett, Anaya's father, showed up, about 30-something people strong, 30-plus. Everything went out in the streets, you name it. And then after that, you all still stay out there doing a lot of different things. And when people ask me why I do certain things, I was very, very touched and humbled and definitely thrown back over the weekend when you all had said that Al Porter Jr., I'm terrible at paraphrasing sometimes, is our brother and Ray Vaughn's uncle. And so with that being said, I just want to say I thank you for that. I do, and I thank you all. And what would you want to send out there to people who are either in your situation or just, we'll say, being active in the community? What would you say?
If I was able to speak to anyone out there, if anyone who can hear my voice is going through a tough time right now, fighting for something that they feel very strongly about, I would tell you, do not give up. Keep persevering, even when it seems like you're getting no, 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 and doors slammed in your face. Don't give up. The change is what matters. The fight is all good, but you keep fighting until you get that change that you're looking for. And even if you get a no, at the end of the day, you put forth that effort to bring about that change.
That is a strong message, and it is like a message, a shot that's heard around the world. If anybody wants to continue to follow your movement, how can they?
Yes, if anyone would like to get more information, you all can follow us on our Facebook page. It's Children Left Behind, A Broken System. There we capture the children throughout Ohio that are left behind by the system of CPS. We will be doing Pack the Courtrooms for Tanasia McLeod's case coming up March 29th. We will be at the Justice Center May 29th. I'm sorry. We will be at the Justice Center. And we will be at the Cuyahoga County hearings on Wednesday at 1 o'clock to continue to hear their breakdown of what they feel needs to be changed.
Well, I want to say thank you both once again for everything that you've done. You even caused me to think a little bit more about stuff for this evening. And I want to also ask, if you want to, with a few seconds left, what is the name of your photography and event planning?
Giles Photography and Event Planning.
Can we find that on Facebook, IG?
Yes, you can find it on Facebook and Instagram. She said, come get your pictures took.
Okay, I will. You all have made me look very well before, and a lot of other people, so I appreciate that. And may you all enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too, Brother Porter. Thank you for having us on.
No problem. Thank you so much. And, you know, as they go back on hold, I want to also say that that's the one thing that I appreciate in what I do before I go to the 216-609 or 216-205. You know, that's the type of stuff keeps me going. It does. And from this actual sleepover event, from Donna Walker Brown to Kimberly F. Brown, taking myself and Donna with her to meet with or make an attempt to make a meeting with Armand Budish and him ignoring us. And then he scheduled a couple of separate meetings. I believe one was to deal with policy and procedure, which was a part of what I had to deal with. And another one was, that was alongside Pastor Doris. Another one was the two demands meetings that I never had to go inside for those. I just played the outside role on that. But I just wanted to say those are certain things that you get a chance to. My thing is I'll take a couple of the demands that were made, such as, I will say, the tours, but the activists being at the table, that has to definitely be tweaked, as well as what will the conversation be like for more social workers and not caseworkers. But my thing is, if you get a couple of things happening, don't just settle. Once you get there, you hope and pray that you'll have enough fortitude to get more things done, or that the family members themselves will continue to go hard and force some changes, because until everything is met, it's hard to sit back and say, hey, this just happened, this, that, and the other. That's called giving up too soon, and I've learned not to give up. I'm going to the 216-609 number to see how you're doing out there, what's on your mind.
Black House Sound, heard the last caller. I love when people engage their life in the forefront of understanding that it's a problem, but what's going on and what reality of how they living and the environment they living in. It is so great to hear that. I remember calling your show 4 years ago. People called in and they talked about serious things like kids being lost or people being raped or before Donald Trump or whatever. Black House Sound was always around. I'm Joe Legacy, the founder of Black House Sound, to let everyone know that on the 8th of next month, if y'all can come out to the open mic, we would love to receive you. You can bring your family. We talking about if your children 1 or 2, we don't mind. You probably think when I say that, how would that work out? It always do. It's been working out. You can go on Facebook Live and check out what Fred did, or check out Al Porter Facebook. You can even go on YouTube to Joseph Motley Jr. Check out little videos or picture videos or just songs with just words. Been a lot of body of work been done. Just want people to recognize it. And just want more followers to follow. And also, if people do better, come and help us do better. So I put it all out there in the atmosphere. Once again, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Joe Legacy on my
own. Music. And thank you so much for that, because there you go. And to help out a little bit more, like it was said, Joseph Motley, JR period, on Facebook. Or you can find Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. How about the Black House Sound Open Mic, which is on Facebook. Then there's the Sheriff Kilroy Facebook page. Let me knock some more of this stuff out the way if I can. You can Facebook or YouTube Melanated Media News, or Facebook Al Reporter JR period with the profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Why not? Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio, or Facebook or Blog Talk The Gambit Radio. And the only reason I'm giving you all of these before I go and bother the 216-205 phone number. There you go. 216-205 is because if we start utilizing other people who will look out for certain things that we do, we might be all right. I do need to throw out there that the St. Malachi Social Action Commission presents Brian Cassidy, Iraq War Veteran, which will be Sunday, May 27, 2018 at 10:15 a.m. at St. Malachi's Hall, 2459 Washington Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113, corner West 25th Street and Detroit Avenue. Brian's an Iraq War veteran and member of Veterans for Peace, Iraq Veterans Against the War in Iraq and Afghanistan, Veterans of America, LAVA, as well as he will be just sharing how his desire for peace relates to his time of service in the Iraq War, which is an excellent thing. I also can take the time, since I'm very glad that I can, I just want to throw out there that I was where you had Nathaniel Martin, citywide leader, Stephanie Tubbs Jones, Health Center, second floor. Why am I telling you that? Because even though it was held, I think the next one will be on June the 21st at the same Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center, 13944 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. And you know, it was a packed house, including a few candidates who won judicial races, plus National Action Network's Elder Goodrum, Justin Anderson. He's a young political phenom. Silver B from Edutainment Royalty Roundtable, which is like Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceOfRadio.com. He thought I was going to call out all those bees, didn't you? And then the East Cleveland School Board members, Mayor Brandon King, East Cleveland City Council Vice President Ernest L. Smith, and there was also the other gentleman who's a councilman at large as well. Yeah, I just say it. Chicken wings, fries, rice and beans, chip beef and peppers. But I was asked, you know, man in the street on voting, low voter turnout, and I gave just four quick examples. I'll give those real quick before going to the phone line. The first example was D.C. If you had the reverend, but he always had that legislation he was trying to pass. He would march first to kick the door in with a list of demands, such as voters' rights, and that was the legislature work. And then that work was his Triple H sledgehammer that he used. Number two, Cleveland, East Cleveland. Hey, the RTA, if you have a bus and it's late or the driver curses you out or something that you're not happy with, don't join the 9 or 10 other people out there just running their mouth on the corner. Make them pull out their smartphone. Call 216, that's better, 621-9500. Press 1 for English, 2 for dos if you're speaking Spanish. Then go to and press the number 2 and leave your complaint. Speak. That's what I would do. That's what I've done. Find out their meeting schedule and go. Number 3 example I gave, East Cleveland. They showed the freaking world the importance of voting. East Cleveland, Ohio, for those listening worldwide, they kicked out a mayor and a sitting East Cleveland City Council president. I know, free work on that recall, but wait a second. It paid off. Why, Black House Sound helping a new council person bring solutions to East Cleveland? He's coming out to Black House Sound's Shaw High's Boys to Men program. Number 4, which is very important, which I received as a letter at the last Black House Sound's open mic, but I told you about it. Remember when Joe Pagonakis came out there because Dollar General burnt down right on Eddie Road, Euclid Avenue intersection. Went, did a TV news interview, but it's not about being on TV. It's about what actions you accomplish. And guess what? Pastor Wiggins, Friends Fellowship Bible Church, called me the next morning, incensed about it, said he was going to work on some things. Here's something you could take down so you can give this same gentleman the same headache that Pastor Wiggins gave him. You could dial 1-615-855-4000 and ask Richard Dreeling, who's the chairman of the board for Dollar General nationwide, what are they going to do with the East Cleveland Dollar General? Did it work? Well, his letter and a few other calls that it went through caused them to board up the place to make it look decent, and the chairman of the board said they're now in talks with the people who own the building on whether they'll open it up. Good activism is supposed to help out the people around you. That's just what it is. Chairman of the board, Richard, D-R-E-I-L-I-N-G. The actual address to write, give him a headache, is 100 Mission Ridge, Goodlettsville. That's G-O-O-D-L-E-T-T-S-V-I-L-L-E, Tennessee, 37072. I'm going to go to the person who's waited on this phone line for a while at the 216-205 number before going to a couple of other phone callers. This is probably Richard Dreeling telling me he's kind of upset. 216-205, how you doing out
there? Hey, Brother Porter, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, no. I just wanted to call in and show my appreciation for everything you do, Black House Sound, everybody that's active in the community. I say the responsibility is on all of us to play our part. So watching you brothers do your thing, it just motivates me to say, hey, it's time to roll my sleeves back and get busy on these fundraisers. It's time to raise some bread.
Man, I appreciate that very much, and we'll keep things going. I can promise you that.
Oh, all day. Well, we're going to invite anybody that can make it out tomorrow to Dion's Family Restaurant. We're going to be doing a street promotion from 11 to 2 p.m. based on the weather. Saturday, we're going to have the event out at Superfly's Barbershop. We're going to cook behind the store so that way we can feed the community and build some more excitement for the June 2nd Showtime at the Apollo. We got live bands performing. We got dancers. We got rappers, singers. We got a lot of people signing up. And we want to throw that invitation out there for anybody else that's looking to get up on that big stage and do their thing and help Black on Black Crime raise some money.
Man, thank you very much for calling. And that's tomorrow, 7800 Superior Avenue, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. And that is at Dion's Restaurant, and it'll be another Good for the Hood event.
Oh, yeah, we're throwing down. In the meantime, I'm going to be listening to the show, and we appreciate you. You have a good one.
You too. Appreciate that, Brother HJS. And while we're at it, before I go and see what's happening with the 216-820 and 216-534, if Mr. Powers, the host with the most, had been on that line as well, he probably would have said, hey, also, do another Good for the Hood. That CEO back out there and push hard with it. Before I go to the 216-534 number that's out there, I just want to throw out part of what happened at the Nakba 70, Gaza, Jerusalem, all AWDA, AUDA, Palestine, Right to Return Movement. You can also go to www.aladwdaror.org. I only need like maybe a 10-foot step ladder for this before I go to the next phone caller, but it was to commemorate the 70th year ongoing Palestinian catastrophe. Since 1948, where one of the most brutal colonial occupations in human history, hey, it happened. And they call it the catastrophe Nakba, where Palestinian people wish to return, even though, you know, Trump moved the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, which symbolizes the U.S. recognition of the capital of Israel, which is a clear violation of international law and a violation of the U.S. stance on illegally occupied Jerusalem. Anyway, last Friday, when this took place, you know, at Public Square, it was a demonstration. It was good to see over 100 people. And it happened after last Monday. Now, let's go. Not this one, but last Monday, for the past Friday, when, you know, 50 Palestinian people were about murdered, maybe 2,000 others, including 74 children, 8 journalists, 11 paramedics wounded, paid for by American tax dollars. Now, Peace in the Hood, Cleveland Peace Action, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Brother Abbas, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Studies with Sizway, Janitha. So we even had seen, it was nice to see Black Lives Matter, Sister Janitha, MC Dare, and we even had a medieval night. I have nothing else to say about that one. Now, you must know the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, they protect Jewish rights. They're supposed to. But I guess you might not have known that the ADL helps sponsor police departments in a lot of big cities, including Cleveland. Police Chief Calvin Williams go to Israel to train and are taught by everyone from Israeli snipers to other Israeli counter-terrorist operatives on how to deal with terror. Basically how to kill people who might be slinging bottles and rocks. You know, you're looking for bombs and stuff, kind of like the police might do here, but damn it, the cops are learning brutal treatment. And also, it's U.S. tax dollars at work just like that. So when they did ask me to speak, all I could do was start out with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who said an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. So the Israeli forces are an occupying force, stopping brutally those refugees who wish to go home. But I know as well that many black people, hell, we know a thing or two about an occupying brutal force. 12-year-old Tamir Rice, gunned down? Yep, that's it. Occupying force rolled up on him. 137 shot murder of two people who ran from an occupying force because they figured if we get stopped, we'll be murdered. Tanisha Anderson, body slammed, sat on, chest caved in, murdered by a brutal occupying force. So I did propose that Arab store owners and black residents in the community start working with each other. Store owners, since you had a lot of blacks and other Arabs, Palestinians there, downtown, and residents, voice your freaking concerns so that there can be a united front to deal with Bill, President Trump. That's something to think about now. Now, that's just all what I'm proposing to start. we'll see about the follow-through. And it's very interesting that last Monday, well, Sunday night to Monday, Senate candidate, yep, former presidential candidate, I believe from 2012, Mitt Romney, Republican, said prominent Baptist minister Robert Jeffries shouldn't have been allowed to give an opening prayer with the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem because the Dallas minister is a religious bigot. Yep, and I guess Mitt Romney is a bigot against 47% of the populace, but still, he has a good point because Jeffries has insulted Jews, Mormons, Islam, and Jeffries said you can't be saved being a Jew. Mormonism is a heresy for the pit of hell, and so is Islam. Wow, pit of hell. Now, the liberal group Media Matters said Jeffries said this at the 2011 Conservative Values Voter Summit a year before Romney, the Mormon, ran for president in 2012. Now, to Jeffries' credit, he said Christianity has taught for 2,000 years that faith is through Christ alone. And how long would tens of millions of evangelical Christians around the world continue to espouse that belief, and it's neither bigoted or newsworthy? And I guess I could agree with that except for one thing. Why the hell would you go to pray for the U.S. Embassy to open up in Israel if you have attacked Judaism? Your words, not mine. Then again, Trump could have gotten an actual Jew to open up in prayer or somebody else, but it would have made too much sense. God, done with the 12-foot step ladder. Let me go and figure out what's going on. What? And since you waited a while, 216-820. How are you doing out there?
All right. This is Mr. Powers from Black House Sound. You know, letting everybody know that for starters, you know what I'm saying, the Cleveland Cavaliers is literally kicking some butt, you know what I'm saying, tonight.
Yay!
That's the thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely, you know what I'm saying, that's really, really happening. What's going on? And then we also, there's also a big event coming up, I believe. What is that, Mr. Porter? Can you let me know one more time?
Oh, man, that big event that is coming up is none other than the Harvard Square. You can find it on Facebook, the Harvard Square Center. Help is here to stay. Fourth annual event, which is happening on East 136th in Harvard at Garwin Park, 44105 host Al Porter. I believe Miss Mickey of VoiceItRadio.com helped put it together. Black House Sounds has a set, so I imagine that means we will see you, Mr. Powers. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. I will definitely be there. You know what I'm saying? But I also want to remind everyone that Black House Sound will once again be having an open mic, you know what I'm saying, not this coming Friday, but on June the 8th. That will be a Friday night. We're 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, you know what I'm saying? And it will be on the second floor of Suite 2190. You know what I'm saying? That's on the corner of Euclid and London. You know what I'm saying? That's the old Cleveland Clinic building. Don't be alarmed. Don't be afraid. Come on out and enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? Because that's what's really happening,
right,
and that's what's really good. So come on out. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you can also go on to YouTube for Joseph Motley Jr. for more of the latest music and videos. And you can also log on to Endo Dub, a.k.a. Carl Powers III, on YouTube, and you will also hear other songs such as Delete Obsolete, as well as my latest single, Bankroll. So to all the viewers out there that are listening, please be alarmed that, hey, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music, and we don't stop nothing, and we keep on going, and we keep pushing forward. Shouts out to Black Odyssey and all the listeners that's listening to this station, and I just hope to see you all this weekend as well as June 8th. One love.
One love. I appreciate that. And I just want to say before I go to the 216702, wow, I just appreciate the people who are definitely calling in. It means a whole lot. And before I go to that phone call, whew, I thought I'd gotten rid of everything that I could, and I'm just saying I'm doing the best I can because a lot of things are coming up, and it's just a blessing to be able to at least know what's happening. But I do need to at least stop before I go to the 216-702. Whew, I just want to pull out my 10-foot stepladder from my soapbox and say that the African American History Museum in Cleveland, Ohio, Crawford Road, Huff Avenue, No Black House Sounds, did the theme song on Friday. The museum itself had legendary Dr. Umar Johnson and George C. Frazier at the fundraiser. You had, I believe, people who stopped through Dolores Gray from Black House. What is that? Brick House Fitness and Wellness. Brick House Wellness and Fitness, Zumba, all of that good stuff. She went to stop through. No, Black on Black Crime Incorporated members, some showed up through there, Black Man's Army, Carl Stokes Brigade, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Peace in the Hood, New Black Panther Party, and others. When the cops stormed in, threatening to jail people, shutting down the event because of no occupancy license. But the place had it. They've held activities for years. Wait, maybe that's because, let's just throw the facts out. Police were sent there by new councilperson Bashir Jones. Current councilman who's not happy because the African American History Museum at Cleveland, Ohio, board of directors didn't involve themselves in backing him up for city council. Called with complaints on his own African American History Museum. That's why you can't get rid of the N-word. Because nigger. Okay, let me call my so-and-so that. Nigger, no matter how mad you are at what people may have done or may not have done for your so-and-so, if you claiming your black ass is positive. Anyway, my people, this, my people that, protect your place of history, protect knowledge, damn. Side note, at the same event, Cuyahoga County Executive Armand Booney showed up at the dinner. He asked Director Francis Caldwell, hey, maybe you should shut down the building and let the Western Reserve Historical Society have the artifacts and records and sell the building to anyone interested. Armand Booney, County Exec. Would your ass make the same offer to the Malks Museum of Jewish History? As reporter and writer Eric Jonathan Brewer asked, Armand, to be expected, but by share. You know, I and others may be wrong about you, but yet, because, you know, you might have had more of a reason than I'm waiting for it. But I just have to remember that years back, you led a 137-shot parade, which was beautifully done, except you, for some reason, wouldn't let Tamir Rice people speak, with Tanya Goldsby or the grandfather or, at that time, Yvonne Caldwell. They were there on behalf of a big major thing. You didn't do it. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of years ago, you attacked the name of Black Lives Matter at Cleveland State University's memorial for Dr. Williams, Michael Williams, may he rest in peace, rest in heaven, so we wait, and we watch, and we wait. I'm going to 216-702. For my luck, it's probably Bashir Jones getting ready to give me a good one for 216-702. How you doing out there?
Hey, Al, it's Donna Brown. I just wanted to let everybody know about the Pack the Room, Cuyahoga County Health and Human Service hearing for anybody that got complaints dealing with Child Protective Services or the juvenile system as far as in court with their children. Come in and testify. Put your testimony on record so that we can begin to heal from the Anaya Day tragedy and try to make sure that we minimize any more tragedies dealing with child abuse and neglect. And that's Wednesday, May 23rd, okay. 1 o'clock, 4th floor, 2079 East 9th Street, Cuyahoga County Administration Building.
Hey, I want to definitely say I thank you for calling to at least keep us reminded on that. And just, I'm going to ask you, why did you come out, I'll say, so strong this year?
Well, you know, anytime we start to lose babies, and we as the village, we needed an awakening, and I believe that Anaya was the sounding horn that woke up the community and let us know that as products of the village, we have a responsibility that now we're the villagers, and there should be no more hungry babies, even though enormous amounts of food stamps are sold under the table and in the black market. We still have hungry children. So as a village, we supposed to at least be able to give a child a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And Anaya was the sounding horn.
I got you. Well, I just want to say thank you for definitely calling us to keep us reminded of certain things. And what we'll do is we will definitely follow that particular piece of advice, and I appreciate you for checking in.
All right. Thanks, bro.
No problem. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. I definitely will probably take just a quick 3-minute break. I want to get myself right, my nerves and everything. So if you don't mind, I think I'll go back to a song that kind of goes to how I'm feeling right now. Yeah, every once in a while, you need one of those songs. I'm so glad that the engineer, Joseph Motley Jr., didn't trip when I pulled this one out. And this came off of Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy. I'll be right back. And I think I'll be in a better frame of mind, but we'll try.
Black House. Kilroy. Molotov cocktail. I brought a match. Let's blame Griffin. Sweet about that.
Yeah.
I'll never burn down my neighborhood.
No.
But downtown Cleveland. Police really good.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial. See the horseshoe.
Shoot.
Me and my posse bound to come
through.
We'll make like our brothers in Cairo.
Rivers.
And snatch Mayor
Jackson
through the front door. Tell Mayor Jackson, I'm in defiance. I wage war on his peace of life. Guardian angels, their pastor angel, gave cops praise at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Months after, they killed Tim and Melissa. I got your ear.
You better listen.
You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black kill a black, they go to jail. Cop killer black, they never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW.
Reload.
Got me down to act a fool. Top shot. 137 times. They get this. 137 rhymes.
Tim,
Melissa,
Tanisha,
Samir. That bull's gon' end this year.
We will.
Alright.
Music to look by. Music to ride by. Down dirty music. The set of fire by.
We call it homicide. The government go inside. A whole time go inside. Got you stuck in the gap. And you trying to get out. My liberty was my freedom, my destiny was to try. And nobody know what's going on, cause everybody's high. So we cut those person. See it as a perfect time for you short that line. Look how the game designed, but it ain't a mystery. I'm not a day. Tell who's the blind. It seems like all my people going with the lies. It's that real lyrics that cut the cat rapping down. Seen it be less dropouts and more cats and gowns. I had to see it for myself. I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out. They got you beat.
Hey,
so you ran to a safe house. Another death in my family. Life in the vision. Break the play style. And I know we about to break the space style.
Break it.
politician, you can't hang out.
No.
Government officials do anything to get their name out. It's no doubt. Legacy mock.
My
blackout sound, the sheriff, they can't stop. Yes.
Music to ride by, down dirty music. Let's set a fire by, let's set a fire by, let's set a fire by, down dirty music. Let's set a fire by, music to loop by, music to ride by, down dirty music. Let's set a fire by, let's set a fire by, let's set a fire by, down dirty music. Let's set a fire by.
Hey, welcome back, and it's before I can do anything or run my mouth, people might have been saved by my views because I see somebody decided to call back, so they might have something else to say at that 216-609.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Oh, my God. You hit them old school like that, Mr. Porter. Did you go like that, Mr. Porter? No, not Mr. Porter, the sheriff. Hold on. Let's get it right.
Yes, sir.
But
yes.
Did you hit him with the ride-by? Did you hit him with the ride by? Now, can I ask you a question? Because this your show. Now, when you made that song, what was going on in your life? And can you sum it up in like 32 seconds?
All right. What was going on in my life when I made that song? I heard that beat. I was upset over the Tamir Rice incident and the Brelo verdict. And I was like, man, everybody's talking about, you know, rioting and what's going to happen in the inner city. And I felt like, well, wait a minute. If y'all going to do something in the inner city, don't talk that. Go downtown and do something.
Right.
Let them know. If you're not going to do that, just, you know, keep rolling and keep pushing. That's it.
Do you know how old that song is? But guess who I have on the phone? I have Mr. Powers, the host.
Yep, that's right.
So I'm
like,
let him
man.
Talk to you a little minute because I wanted this call back to talk about June the 8th one more time, that open mic, and who the host is. Now both of us on the phone on the best show on a Monday night. And if you in Cleveland and you don't understand poverty and trying to change poverty, then you on the wrong show because this is the best show in Cleveland, Ohio. That's what I know.
Appreciate it. What's going on, Mr. Powers?
Like I said earlier, don't forget, you know what I'm saying, on that, about June the 8th, you know what I'm saying, for that open mic, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, second floor, suite 2190 from 7 to 9. So come on out. Bring your friends, bring your family, free food, fun, and live entertainment. Don't go look for a babysitter. Bring them along with you because it's an event for everyone. And as I said before, and I'll say it again, Black House Sound makes what?
Real Cleveland music.
Every time, so I don't want to hold up your show, but I have to say one more thing that people don't know.
Sir.
The best way to make a change, it's all of us stop acting like we scared of each other. The best way to make a change, I'm going to say it again, is to stop acting like we scared of each other. And every last human being have a problem with each other. Until we solve that problem, we will always have massacre, confusion, and problems. So come on to that open mic June the 8th. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. We out.
Exactly.
Man, I can appreciate that strong message that just came through. As a matter of fact, I could tell you something right now. Man, bosses hang around bosses. Leaders hang around leaders. Unless you're scared. If you're scared, you don't want to hang around them. I'm just saying. You want people to then be weaker than you, and that's not living. You know, before I go to play my evening, I'm going to tell you why things were so deep to me. You know, I might have called some names. I remember when, I'll say my brother and everything, Michael Garrett, left the court scene, came to that march and rally and protest. I know he run into Rhonda Hills and Reverend Pinckney M. Butts, who's also the clergy for Black Crime Incorporated. But the thing that I remember so much and how it stood out to me was that he came there, but it wouldn't have happened if other family members had, let's say, dropped the ball and not gone back out there. So when I was very happy, because throughout the year, remember, I just met Sierra and Dee. And a lot of times families don't get out there for their own problems after the fact. But they did. They went through a lot of different things. But the fact that they came back was a blessing. To me, a lot of people might not believe it, but I'm not too good dealing with, let's say, children being harmed in any way. You know, I haven't sometimes dealt with the fact that in 1985, I lost my 11-month-old child. So, with that being said, even though it happened in 1985, I still think about that from time to time. So, things happen. I'm just thankful that I get a chance to be a part of the community and still help out in my own way. I don't know what to tag myself sometimes, but I don't mind saying that I'm an activist for the simple fact that whether you call him Jesus or Yahshua, the Messiah, hey, if you're doing what's right and you realize it, just think, Jesus was an activist because he was active. He just didn't stay in a pulpit or a little table. He was all over the place. From what I understand, tables he didn't get along with too well because he was definitely a militant activist because when they were gambling in his father's house and he knew it was wrong, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I think he turned those tables over. Oxen, chickens, humans, everybody was running. I think he had a whip on him, but that's a different story. If you look at militant, in my mind, Noah, Moses, Samson, King David, you get where I'm going with this. I happen to feel that those are just certain things that you do. And I'm thankful to be able to do that. You know, sometimes I would like to say, man, I would need some space or do this, that, and the other, but I have to look at everything. See, everybody can't walk in everybody's shoes. They're not supposed to. One of the people called, Joseph Motley Jr., he's a teacher. I don't know if I could do that and be around children all the time and then come back and sit still and listen to beats and go through and make sure everybody sounds nice. That's his own trait. Mr. Powers, the manager. Yeah, being over a lot of different humans at different times, I don't know how well I do that. I just know I'm able to play my position, and so I try not to look at other people and say, I wish that I was in their shoes, because you don't know. And again, there have been some times when I'm very thankful that I paint by trade and profession, because I used to do other contract work, but sometimes you don't get a chance to do all that if you're doing court watch or if you're president of an organization and they say, hey, we want the president and the founder and somebody else there to meet about possible programs, things to uplift your organization, to do a few other things. I imagine if I didn't do that, I probably shouldn't be president of the organization, because that means I'm not going to be there to make sure that they thrive when the time is right. So I might not be able to make it to every activity, but I do the very best I can to make it to as many as possible. If you do that, I think you'll be all right. As a matter of fact, I do know one thing that I would like to do, if at all possible. Give me about a 1 minute break, and I'll be right back to you with this. Thank you, Al Gordon.
Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Gordon got the news, Kill Tate on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Tate on the beat. Reporting
live, this is Blog Talk Radio. If knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Say got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask and hide my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
So anyway, this will only take 2 minutes. Yeah, 2.5 minutes. I just want to say that it's very interesting that I have to take a look at things inwardly because upcoming event, festival, whatever you want to call it, happens to be at 136 in Garland Park. Actually, for those people who might not remember, that's where Robert H. Jameson used to be before it got torn down unexpectedly. Well, probably because it had asbestos, but nobody wants to talk about that. But anyway, I attended that school, and it was, junior high, I attended that school. Before I went to receive my GED, I lived on 142nd at Harvard. 136 is a very interesting street because that's the first time I ever really went back to that street on my own was last year, not Garland Park, but a few blocks down to 136 area, Benwood. Benwood was where my child was conceived. And, yeah, so it always brings an interesting memory for me. But at least the one thing I could say that I could honestly feel good about is that I was very blessed to still be here, blessed to have memories, and blessed to be able to say, you know something, you can do some things right. So if anybody with an earshot hears anything, I'm very proud of the people that I work with, the life that I live, and hey, everybody's not meant to get along with everybody else. That's the truth. Just keep moving forward, do your thing, work with who you can, and never let anything stop your mission from going forward. That's the most important thing I feel it is in life. And so with that being said, I might talk about some other things by next week. I definitely plan on having some follow-ups to what we discussed. They will be very interesting. And again, like I said, you can work with everybody is supposed to be moving forward. If you can tolerate people in the same room, that's a damn good thing because bet your bottom dollar, city council, the mayor, might not get along that well with the police union, but usually they all end up stomaching each other, especially in the police shooting case, because that's when the city will team up and give the same police officer an extra attorney to go with the union attorney to face off against you in court. So I just wanted to throw those things out there. And then again, on the flip side, if you know somebody is detrimental to you, you know you're dealing with a viper or what have you, do me a favor. Let go of the viper, at least. You don't have to be so damn close. I've always been scared of the notion of keeping your friends close and your enemies closer because I have a bad feeling that et tu, Brute, that makes it easier for them to stab me in the freaking back. God bless everybody. Look out for everybody. Support each other's activities as all possible. Talk to you all next week, and thank you for rocking with me while there's a playoff game going on. Whatever it takes, peace.